burger.
Cody, would you mind picking up that box?
Well, yeah, it's kind of heavy. That's why I put it down.
You just squashed my breakfast.
No way. Doesn't look very appetizing. You were going to eat that?
Not anymore. What are you doing with all these books anyway?
Oh, these are the books I read last week. I got to take them back to the library.
You read all those books in a week?
Yeah, buddy. Man, I took a speed reading course.
What made you do that?
Very interesting story. Well, I was watching that movie Psycho, you know? Oh, well, anyway, that dude Norman Bates, he was a taxidermist. So I thought, wow, stuffing dead animals, that sounds pretty cool. Yeah. So I went down to the community college to take a taxidermy course.
What does that have to do with speed reading?
Oh, wow, did I leave that part out? Yeah. Well, anyway, all the taxidermy classes were full, so I took a speed reading class instead. Now I can read a book like a banshee, but I can't stuff a parrot to save my life.
Okay, Frank, I'm done totaling my income from the beauty shop. Now I'm going to need your monthly income statements.
It's okay, honey. Got them right here. There you go.
Frank, these are placemats from Charlie's Diner.
Well, sure, honey. The end of every month, I go down to Charlie's and I do my books over lunch. Come on now, it's really simple. Look, you see here, this one is spaghetti and meatballs. That's January. And then this is meatloaf. That's February. And there's Salisbury steak, March. Well, that Charlie sure is a whiz with ground meat, isn't it?
Frank, could you just get yourself a ledger book?
Well, yeah, I had one once. I think I left it at Charlie's. So, huh? How'd we do?
Well, not bad, considering there's a recession.
Really? I'm amazed. I thought I had kind of an off year.
Well, you did, honey, but luckily I kicked a little butt. See?
You made more money than me?
Yeah, by about $4,000.
$4,000? Well, that's impossible. You must have made a mistake.
Well, let's see. Oh, you're right. This number's wrong. I made $6,000 more than you. How about that?
Well, obviously, your calculator is broken, so I'm gonna take this stuff down to Charlie's. I'm gonna use his, okay? Now, don't touch that stuff. There's important documents in there, huh?
I don't believe it. You won again. Don't you ever lose? Ryan, I've got 5 older brothers and sisters. This is the first time I've won in 3 years.
Hey. It's the Brendamatic and the Ryan Express. Just the dudes I wanted to see.
What's up, Codman?
Hey, check it out, man. The lady who runs Story Hour down at the library is going to have a baby. So I volunteered to fill in for her.
You're going to run Story Hour? Can I come?
Yeah, of course you can. What do you think? I'm just telling you this to mess with your head?
Ryan, you gotta come too. No thanks. I don't really like the library.
Ryan, dude, are you kidding? Yeah. The library's totally awesome. It's like a travel agency for your mind. I mean, hey, any place you want to go, you can get there just by opening a book. Like, want to go to Mars? Boom, astronomy. Like dinosaurs? Boom, prehistoric history. Like Northern Italian cuisine? Boom, we got a killer pizza parlor right next to our library.
Come on, Ryan, you gotta come to the library.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Okay, cool, Ryan.
Frank,
yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Have you been out looking
looking for a part-time job?
Well, what makes you think that, honey?
Well, Mr. Jenkins from the hardware store called, and he said, tell Frank that I don't have any part-time work for him.
I think you're reading way too much into that.
Well, how about this? Bob from the paint store called, and he said, tell Frank I don't have any part-time work for him.
Okay, all right, I'm looking for a part-time job.
Frank.
Well, it's not like I'm going to find one anyway. Nobody's hiring. I even tried the video store. Had an interview with the assistant manager. Pimply-faced little kid named Skippy. Or Scotty, or Scupper, or something. Anyway, he turned me down, too. Not only that, he recognized me as the guy who never rewinds, and he tore up my video card.
I don't believe this. You are really upset because I made more money than you last year.
Oh, don't be silly. You think I walked around all day thinking, boy, my wife made more money than me last year. I must be a real loser, huh? And what kind of a wimp can't pull his own weight? Well, if that's what you think I was thinking, then I think what you were thinking is wrong.
Frank.
No, listen. If it bothers you that much, I won't even look for a part-time job anymore. Hello? Yeah, this is Frank Lambert. It's for me. I got it. Thank you. Hi, thanks for calling back. Now, listen, do you have to have a bicycle to get a paper route? No, I can run like the wind.
Ah, the noble library. The bastion of books. The Fort Knox of knowledge. And the only place left in America where you can still get a photocopy for a penny.
I'm gonna go return these books before story hour.
Go for it, Jackson. Hey, JT. What's up, dude? What are you reading? I have no idea. Well, no wonder. It's upside down. Cody, I'm not here to read. I'm here to scope out the babes. Reading is part of my clever disguise to appear intelligent. Fooled me.
JT, there's this gorgeous-looking babe by the card catalog. You gotta check her out.
Excuse me, code man, while I further my education.
There she is.
That's no babe. That's my stepsister.
Really? I wouldn't mind checking her out for the weekend.
Oh, man, you're sick. Okay, little dudes, everybody gather around. It's reading time. Okay. My name is Cody, and I'll be running story hour for a little while. Now, I do things a little bit differently from the other story lady. Number one, I'm not going to be having a baby. And number two, I'm not going to be the only one reading here, okay? Like, I'll read a paragraph, and then I'll pass it on to somebody else, and that way everybody gets a chance to read, okay?
I didn't know we'd have to read.
Well, sure, right. Man, it's a lot more fun that way. Okay, today's story is called Momo Dixon and the Magical Light Show. It's one of my all-time favorites. Okay. Now, a long time ago, there was a little island called Fire Rock that had huge cracks running right down the middle of it. And every night, giant streams of red-hot lava would shoot out of the cracks, just like fireworks. Unfortunately, the Dixon family never saw the fireworks. You see, the Dixons lived on the wrong side of the cracks. Okay, little lady, it's your turn.
Mr. and Mrs. Dixon had three children, and the youngest was a boy named Momo.
Momo.
The one thing Momo wanted more than anything in the world was to see the fireworks. I don't really feel like reading.
Well, Ryan, dude, what's the matter?
I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, boy. When nature calls, Ryan really listens, huh?
Cody, come here.
What's up, dude?
That's not why he's running away. He's kind of embarrassed because he can't read very well.
Oh, wow. Reading problems at the library, huh? It's kind of like being at 31 Flavors and having no taste buds.
Erin, there is this really cute guy over by the magazines.
Thank God. For a minute there, I thought this trip to the library was going to be a complete waste.
There he is. Isn't he gorgeous?
That's not a guy. It's my stepbrother.
Really? He's got cute buns.
You're sick.
Okay, now remember my little pint-sized page-turners? Next week, we're going to be reading a taut psychological thriller with major social overtones. It's called Johnny Gets a Red Balloon. Okay, you guys take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye, Cody.
Bye. 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 See you next week. Okay.
Hey, Cody, are you going to leave right away?
Oh, no, I thought I'd stick around and see if I can have a little chat with Ryan.
Okay, I'm going to go find JT. I don't see how many girls shot him down today.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Ryan. What happened to you? We missed you during story hour.
I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. I've been there, done that. Hey, man, why don't you have a seat? See if we can have a little man-to-man chat. Now, Brendan tells me you're having a little bit of trouble reading.
He told you that? I thought he's my friend.
Oh, he is. Hey, he wasn't trying to rat you out. You know, he just thought maybe I could help you.
I don't think anybody can help me. I'm not that good at reading.
Ryan, dude, learning how to read is just like learning how to play the guitar, man. Nobody is good right away. You gotta practice.
I don't know. I just think it's too hard.
Well, okay, but you'd be missing a lot of cool stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Oh, I don't know, sports, adventure stories, science fiction, monsters.
Monsters? I like monsters.
Dude, me too. Man, you gotta read The Monster on Space Station X. It's got this really big monster that spits this green ooze at you. And if it hits you, you don't die right away. You just swell up really big, and then you explode. And there's, like, brains and guts and bone flying all over the place.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, buddy. So what do you say, man? You want to come here and practice reading with me? We could do it every day. We could just read the books that you like.
But what if I make mistakes?
Dude, everybody makes mistakes. You think I meant to cut my hair like this?
Okay, Mr. Lambert. Mr. Lambert, come on out. Let me show you where you'll be working.
Do I really have to wear this thing? Can I just hand out coupons?
No. This is part of our whole promotional campaign. Buck off a buck at a cluck. Look, if you don't want the job, just say so. I mean, you're not the only chicken in town.
No, I want the job. I do. Buck off a buck at a cluck. Buck off some cluck in here. The bucket. Thanks. Clucking a bucket off here, bucket of cluck. Oh, geez, I'm molting.
Thanks for picking me up at Linda's.
Oh, no problem, honey. What's for dinner?
Well, Frank said he's going to be late tonight, so I was thinking of picking up some chicken at Mr. Cluck Bucket.
Buck off a bucket of cluck. Buck off a bucket of cluck. I hate my life. Buck off a bucket of clock. Buck off a bucket of clock.
Buck off a bucket of clock here.
Buck off here.
Look, some poor jerk in a chicken suit.
I think it's kind of cute.
Buck off a bucket of buck. Fuck.
Frank, what are you doing?
Mom, isn't it obvious?
The man you love is standing out in public in a chicken suit. You must be very proud. Danny, would you wait in the car? No problem. I'm sure you and Mr. Chicken have a lot to talk about. Frank, are you aware of the fact that you look ridiculous?
Oh, really? Carol, this is the only part-time job I could find.
I cannot believe that your ego is so fragile that you can't handle me making more money than you.
I realize it's not very 90s or liberated or hip, but I was brought up to believe that a man's job is to provide for his family, and if I can't do that for you, then I don't feel I'm doing my job as a husband, honey.
So what you're telling me is that dressing up like a chicken makes you feel more like a man?
Well, in a way, yes.
Frank, I did not marry you because I wanted a provider. I married you because I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And sometimes I'll make more money than you, but sometimes you'll make more money than me. It doesn't matter, Frank, because we are a team.
Yeah, but Carol, sometimes I feel I'm letting the team down.
Frank, you're not letting anyone down. You're a terrific husband, and you're a wonderful father, and you're the only guy in a chicken suit that's ever turned me on. Mom, for God's sake, you're kissing a chicken in public. I have to live in this town.
Buck off a bucket of clock here.
Oh, hey, Doc. Oh, that's my truck. Come on. Hey, Doc. Wait, wait, wait. Lady, call off your dog. Oh, Carol, Carol. He's got me. You can choke on this chicken. Oh, Cujo, down, 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 down. Oh, hey, goodbye. Good dog. Goodbye. Oh, that's a boy stick.
Okay, you little reading maniacs. Come on over. It's story hour. Everybody grab a seat. We're going to get going here pretty soon. Hey, Ryan, man, how's it going?
Not so good. I'm kind of scared about reading in front of everybody.
Yeah, I hear you, little bro. But don't worry, the code man will be right here with you. And I wouldn't let you do anything I didn't think you could handle, man.
I hope you're right.
Totally. Come on. Okay, everybody, check this out. Today's book is called It's a Bear Being a Bear. Whoa, ironic title. Okay. Once upon a time, there was a bear named Huckleberry. That's right, Huckleberry Bear. And boy, did he hate his name. I love this book. Yeah, you read.
How could my dad name me Huckleberry, he said. I don't sound like a bear. I sound like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you name me Killer or Grizzly or even Smokey? Anything but Huckleberry. Then Huckleberry thought maybe I'd get a new name if I did something Herrick.
That's right, just sound it out one syllable at a time like we practice. You'll get it.
Heroic.
That's right. He did it. Is Ryan a great reader or what? All right.
Yay! Yeah.
All right. Now, see, the point here is that you could learn anything you want to learn. Just put your mind to it. Like, take me, for example. I want to learn how to do taxidermy. Anybody else here want to learn how to stuff a parrot? Okay. Next week at my house.
Thank you.